talking about relationships, getting married, what to know about what works and what doesn't. Dr. Julie Galthorpe, our guest. Buzz Collins from her brother station, Rock 107, just popped in. We're talking about the next segment is going to be the cost of a wedding.
Yeah.
Your daughter's getting married this summer. And
this fall, yeah.
You're in over 150 grand already.
Oh, yeah. That's just starting.
That's just in the prenup. So what are we looking at here for the Collins family?
Well, I won't go into all the details, but we've been really fortunate because, first of all, the wedding is taking place on this beautiful property owned by the parents of my son-in-law-to-be.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about a venue. The catering, that's being covered through a sort of a contra arrangement, again, on his side of the family. Yeah. So that's not a worry. We're coughing up a few bucks for the DJ. I think the biggest expense is the bar, because the plan is to have an open bar.
Yeah, yeah. That'll the cost?
I don't know. I'm going to guess. I don't know. I've never had to pay for that amount of alcohol.
I think
before.
It's going to be a lot cheaper. Dr. Galthorpe, you had the actual figures now for
wedding. Well, the reason we're talking about this is because there's a study that came out that showed expensive weddings are related to higher divorce. So your daughter should be fine, it sounds like. You know, you've been able to offset that.
Sounds like you're lucky.
Yeah. So professors found that couples who spent more than $20,000 on their wedding were 3.5 times more likely to divorce than those who spent between $5,000 and $10,000. But what I thought about that is, okay, it's very hard to get married between $5,000 and $10,000 now. I mean, when I'm talking to people in my office, and we're looking at often up to like $60,000 for weddings.
Yeah.
So they're very expensive. So I think there's probably other things that go into that study than just the cost of the wedding. Although some people might say, yeah, like because it added that extra stress on the relationship right up front, that it became difficult to carry that extra burden.
Well, you know, Galthorpe, in fairness, all families are made differently. And I know this chap that got married in the 90s. There was about 450 at the dinner and free bar from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon until the following Wednesday. And
did you remember your vows with that much alcohol?
Yeah.
Came in around 35, 40 grand.
And so is that chap the same person at this table who is the one that's not married?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's put one together equals two.
So in terms of validating that study, that might be an example. But again, I would say that there was a lot of other factors. It wasn't just the cost of the wedding. The takeaway, anyway, is that you have to focus on the marriage. So we shouldn't have a wedding, you know, just because we want the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want the wedding because we want to be married. That's why we have a wedding, not the reverse, where we're getting married only because we want the wedding. So it's talking about that commitment that couples make and how they nurture that relationship. Interesting, though, they did say in that same study that the honeymoon was worth the cost. And that's because that time for connection and being together and really enjoying. Where did that chap go on his honeymoon?
Hawaii.
That sounds expensive.
Okay, so that maybe didn't offset that risk of the wedding. Yeah. But it's just making sure that when we get married, we get married for the right reasons.
You know what? Let's get away from this clinical observation. It's crazy now.
Go to Vegas.
I know, but guys are going on trips to Mexico. Women are going on these bachelorette tours. They're spending anywhere from 15 to 20 grand just on these road trips, if you will, before they say I do. It's like one last kick at the can. Is that fair?
Well, I think everything's been kicked up a notch.
Yeah.
So what's been expected of people in terms of, you know, having that dream experience has been inflated. And ultimately, when you're doing these experiences, it's wonderful. But keep in mind that the purpose is so that you have a sustainable relationship that you enjoy, not one that's full of stress.
All right. Good luck if you're getting married. Good luck to your daughter, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it'll
work
fine.
Out. That's good.
Yeah, congratulations.
Miriam, you said you spent, it was just $65 for the slip to get the information from
no,
the
city of Kingston. No, Sean, it was not that little. No.
Julie, where can people get you?
Feel free to look us up at Galthorpe Therapist or follow us at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.com.